Good afternoon. My name is Tanya Mack, and I want to welcome you to the Doctors Roundtable. I appreciate you joining us this afternoon. My guest today is Dr. Kerry Goldstein. He is a premier dentist in the Atlanta area for many, many years, and we will be talking about advances in dentistry and a variety of dental topics today. Welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and yourself and your practice to start?
Great. Thanks for inviting me. I've been a dentist in Atlanta for about 27 years. Third generation. My grandfather started it here in Atlanta back, almost 80 years ago. My dad and my brother, my sister are all dentists. My dad's still practicing at 79 years old.
Wow, that's awesome. You're one of the rare Atlantans natives.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about where your practice is and kind of how you're
sure.
structured over there.
We're practicing right now in Buckhead, right off Roswell Road in Sandy Springs. Mm-hmm. We have a small building. It's about 5,000 square feet with 10 operatories for treating patients. So we have 3 to 4 doctors at any one time, treating all sorts of dental disease, health as well.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about some things in particular that are kind of going on in dentistry as far as what's mm-hmm. new, what you're working with. I know we'll talk on a number of topics, including restorative care, cosmetic mm-hmm. dentistry, some oral surgeon, children
sure.
that you're working with, those kind of things. But why don't we just start with kind of what's hot in dentistry right now in your world?
I think probably what's hot is how to make it comfortable for patients in the chair. I know how I feel when I go into the dental office. I don't like being there either. So when we set up this practice, and I think many dentists are doing this nowadays, they set it up with TVs in the ceiling or on the wall so the patient has something for distraction. Mm-hmm. Nitrous oxide, in our office, we let it flow freely. There's no extra charge for it, whereas some dentists still may have a small charge, but it's so worth it. It takes your mind off what's going on. The smells in the offices are much better. They're almost gone because we don't use some of those older things. So when you walk in, it's usually a nice feeling. The design of most dental offices now is much more updated. So it's a fairly comfortable type of apparatus. In our office, we've tried to set it up sort of as a boutique restaurant, small restaurant style or hotel. So it's comfortable. Chairs or comfortable seating.
So kind of spa-like.
Spa-like in a way, but I don't think you go into a restaurant mm-hmm. and think of it as spa mm-hmm. because we're not doing nails or hands mm-hmm. or anything there. But it's comfortable.
Quiet, comfortable.
Quiet, mm-hmm. exactly, and great
peaceful,
service.
A little more peaceful rather
yeah.
than our traditional thinks of drilling and you know, all
exactly.
the noises that we had yeah. when we were kids probably.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story. I am one of those patients that was fearful to go to the dentist because of pain.
Yes.
So when I was 5, they gave me a Novocaine shot. I never had another one until I was 35. Uh-huh. Because I was more afraid of the shot than the drill. So when I hear you say, Tanya, yes. times have changed, get with it. I
yeah.
really like beginning there. So I think that's a great beginning.
You know, you mentioned something about the shot. And we tell parents, never use that word.
Mm-hmm.
Never use the word that it's going to be painful. Mm-hmm. There are new techniques now for giving an injection that are so almost painless. You can't advertise or say it's painless.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways to do it now if you go slowly. And there's a new machine out called the Wand that's been out for 10, 15 years.
I read about that.
It's fabulous in some cases. We've got a technique where we do it just like that. I have the wand as well, but it's very, very slow. That's the key thing. You've got to do it slowly. And dentists that are on the run hurt their patients. Dentists that take it easy and slowly are much more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and eventually I learned with a great dentist
yes.
like you that
Thanks.
Kind of put my fears to the side and got with the program, but a lot of pain for a while, probably unnecessarily. So why don't we talk about starting? What would you like to talk about as far as the topics? I want to cover implants. I want to cover a little bit restorative work and a little bit about cosmetic work and
mm-hmm.
touch on some pediatrics. So
sure.
where would you like to begin?
I think probably one of the most exciting things that's going on now is this new machine called the CEREC.
Okay.
The CEREC is a CAD-CAM machine. There's a number of different brands out there, and they've become very, very popular. You know how when you used to have a crown made, you had this mush that was put into your mouth?
Right.
Nowadays, you don't have to have mm-hmm. mush put into your mouth. They are now using a video camera that takes a picture of your teeth, and the entire image is 3D, is sent to a laboratory, and it's your models or your molds of your teeth are made digitally now. So that in the future, I mean, there's only about 10 to 13% of dentists that are using them right now.
Mm-hmm.
The newest ones are incredible. They just came out with a new one about 3 months ago. We'll have our new one put in probably in January. It'll be the easiest thing, and they make a crown for you or a cap while you wait.
And then how is that any longer than the old way, or is it actually faster? Or
it's actually faster.
Okay.
You know, the old way is you start with, you come in, you have to get injected, and you have mm-hmm. a temporary made, and then you leave and come back 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we'll have it ready for you and made for you within a half hour.
A half an hour?
It's amazing.
Do you do that? Is it a lab inside of your practice, or it's sent out? Or
well, it's a great question. We have a lab inside of our practice. We have two men that are actually making teeth for us there. Mm-hmm. But this is a machine that actually makes the machine for you. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, a machine that makes the crown for you. A lot of the crowns, probably 50 to 80% of crowns and caps now, are made by machines.
Okay.
It's all done by CAD/CAM now.
Okay, so we're on, not just social media is moving digitally, dentistry is going also digitally.
Amazing,
yeah.
When
so
we
it
talk
speeds
about
it up.
Implants, you'll see.
And then can the patients, do you use any kind of imaging so that the patients, if they're doing work, can actually see what their new smile would look like?
Absolutely. You can take photographs of patients and place a new smile or new teeth into the photograph and show them what a before and after is going to look like before you ever start treatment.
Oh, wow. So then they really feel like they're knowing what they're going to get for the investment that they're making.
Oh, it's fabulous to be, you know, a picture tells 1,000 words. And if you can see it, it really makes a difference, because you may look at it and say, that's too white or that's too large. I don't like it. And it helps the doctor to choose something that's going to be right for you.
Mm-hmm. I know another trend that I see going on in dentistry are a lot of people used to have dentures.
Mm-hmm.
My parents' age, those are being replaced a lot by dental implants.
Correct.
Which can you just tell us, just kind of educate us in general about the implants, the pros and cons, what the process is? Because I know it involves surgery and actually going down into the jaw and having a more permanent type thing that you're living with.
It's a great question, because implants are really now the state of the art. If you're missing a tooth, the best thing to do is to replace it with an implant, which is basically a screw that is screwed into your bone, which you can consider is really wood in a sense. And that's the imagery that I like to give patients.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that simple. It's not a big procedure nowadays, especially if you're missing one tooth. It is incredibly simple. You can actually, if you have a broken tooth, for instance, and many people have had root canals and their teeth break and they're left with nothing there, we can take that little piece of tooth out that's still in the bone, put an implant in there the same day, and put a tooth on it while the patient waits. So all in one day, you break a tooth on Tuesday, you have a brand new tooth Tuesday afternoon.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes I think people maybe don't think about that just for a missing tooth. They think, oh, I can live without that tooth. But in reality, there's other effects to the teeth, right? Their teeth could go out of alignment. Or
sure.
What are some of the things that can happen if they don't replace the tooth or they leave that there?
Well, from the obvious thing that you look like you belong in a trailer,
right?
It also, the teeth around it start to shift and move.
Okay.
The tooth, if you lose a bottom tooth, the tooth from above will come down into that space, so it makes the upper teeth look unattractive. The two teeth on either side of that missing tooth start to collapse down into the missing space, so it totally can change your bite.
Mm-hmm.
Not quickly, mm-hmm. over a course of 6 months to 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it will certainly speeding up the timeline and being able to get a corrective procedure is a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Let's move on a little bit to cosmetic dentistry. So what's happening in cosmetic dentistry these days?
Gosh, cosmetic dentistry is...
It's that time of year, too. We all want to look great for the holidays and get that smile going. So
everybody wants a white smile
Everybody
nowadays.
Does.
I think the most the biggest advances are bleaching. I can't say that it's changed drastically. The materials have changed. It's a little bit more comfortable. But you still have certain ways that you must go. You either have to do it in the office with a laser-style light or a very intense heat that activates the bleaching agent, which works very, very well. Unfortunately, I think the media and dentists overall have learned to tell patients, oh, just one treatment is all that you need. And it every treatment that you do in the office whitens the teeth. Unfortunately, it doesn't whiten it to the degree that most people are happy.
Mm-hmm.
So what they have to do is about 3 to 5 treatments in the office to make it look great.
And how far apart are they spaced?
I like to do 1 or 2 a week. Okay. So that they're fairly quick. So within 2 to 3 weeks, your teeth are white.
And then how long would you expect that that result would stay?
Between 1 and 7 years is what research is showing.
Okay.
I like to tell patients, you know, every 6 months that you get your teeth cleaned, do a touch-up bleach, whether you do it at home with your trays or you do one single in-office treatment, and you never have to go back through the whole procedure again.
Mm-hmm. So when you have two options, the at-home option through the trays, sure, and the bleaching, or the in-office kind of quick version, mm-hmm, what percent of patients choose what, would you guess?
I would say it's 50-50 right now in, okay, our practice. You know, the at-home treatment is a lot less expensive. Mm-hmm. If you're, it's usually about a quarter of the cost.
Okay.
The problem is you've got to put the trays in. It's like an exercise or a diet program. If you don't keep up with
that,
it
compliance doesn't work. Yes, that is that old compliance bug.
For business people, it is so much easier to just to come in the office, mm-hmm, and it really, and within 2 to 3 weeks, their teeth are white.
Mm-hmm. And when they go for the in-office treatment, how long are they there for the visit?
About an hour. Hour or two, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, so it really compresses their time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are plenty of things over the market on the, you know, in the drugstore. There's trays in the drugstore. Mm-hmm. There's gels in the drugstore. Many of them, they don't fit as well as what a dentist can make for the patient. So that's why many of them, they can work, the little strips. I've seen some beautiful result with the strips. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of putting them in and being consistent with it.
Is the concentration of the bleach the same if they went to the dentist as it would be if I just bought it over the counter?
In some cases, yes. You know, most of the research has been done on about 10% bleach, 10% carbamide peroxide, and that's about what you'll find in the strips or other items. The dentists now are up to 25, 35, sometimes 45% with their bleaching concentrations. Now, just because the bleaching concentration is double or triple, it doesn't mean it's going to happen that much faster. The higher the concentration, the more sensitivity you might have. So it's very, very easy to take a small concentration and work with that over a longer period of time. You'll have less chance of having sensitivity.
Mm-hmm. So I know on the ease scale of improving my smile, I'm probably talking about bleaching. But if I want something more extensive and permanent, then, mm-hmm, things like veneers and things like, can you speak a little bit to like the next step?
Sure. Well, looking at your smile as we're looking over the table, I would not do veneers for you. You have beautiful teeth.
Thank you.
Yeah. In your case, well, let me explain. When most people talk about doing veneers, veneers are wonderful if your teeth are mal-shaped or misformed. Mm-hmm. They're very, very dark. In many people's instances, we do something called, we call it the morning makeover, where we have them come in, we bleach their teeth, we, mm-hmm, alter their teeth by sculpting what is there, taking the existing teeth and removing any chips or breaks or overlaps. So we re-sculpt them instantly so they look like they've had orthodontics. And then we use bonding to fix any chips or fractures. So that's an easy, inexpensive way to get a great smile in one day.
Sounds like a Christmas present to me.
It's a great
morning
Christmas
makeup.
Present.
I think that's a great Christmas present. Yeah,
I can take awesome. Care of you.
I think all that's right. Awesome.
The other thing is, you know, if it's too extensive, then yes, you need to look at veneers. Mm-hmm. Veneers are a fabulous way of changing things. The easiest way to think of a veneer is like changing the cabinets in your kitchen. It's fairly simple. You remove the outside layer of the tooth so you have something to replace to bond mm-hmm. onto the tooth. You have to remove some tooth in most cases. Otherwise, the tooth becomes too thick and you'll have gum problems. So you've got to do that. But usually it's only the outside layer, so it's not too sensitive at all. Mm-hmm. And then about a week and a half later, we have the veneers made and we glue those on. I just replaced some of my very first ones about a year ago, and they were 23 years old.
Is that typical? Doesn't
no.
sound typical.
No.
What would be the normal life cycle of?
The normal life cycle on a veneer is probably between 7 and 15 years.
That's still quite a long time.
It is a long time.
The investment that you make.
Well, the nice thing about it is they don't change color. Bonding is plastic that we add to the tooth, mm-hmm. and that's going to change color over time. Ceramic veneers don't change color at all.
Are most of the veneers ceramic?
Oh, absolutely.
All of them?
I can't say all of them. Okay. I'm sure there's a small percentage that are made out of resin, but they're very few and far between. The ceramic is the way to go.
Okay. And then contouring. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Contouring is one of my favorite things to do. We probably do it 2 or 3 times a day for patients. Contouring was taught to me by my father. It's a technique of sculpting the existing tooth to make it look straight, to give the illusion of straightness or the illusion that you've just had orthodontics. Mm-hmm. So when I look at teeth or anybody looks at teeth, if there's a slight overlap, you can change the angle of that tooth to make it appear like it's straight. For the same reason that many people will wear white or, excuse me, will wear black clothing instead of white clothing. White clothing makes you look larger. Black clothing slims you down. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing with shadows in dentistry by reshaping the teeth and altering the looks of them so that they look straight.
Now, in contouring, do you have to remove like some of the tooth? Is it like a filing
sure.
type thing? But not as severe as if you were bonding it like with veneers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so totally different procedure.
Totally different because mm-hmm. Once you contour the tooth, you shouldn't need to put a veneer on unless the tooth were going to have veneers. But with contouring, you're doing it on the outside layer of the tooth, which in some cases is about 1 millimeter to 2 millimeters thick. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel anything. It doesn't change the – it doesn't give you more chance of having decay. I get mm-hmm. that question an awful lot. And it's permanent. Mm-hmm. Once you've done it, it's like getting a permanent haircut to your teeth.
And then how long of a procedure would that be? I know it depends on how many teeth you're doing and what
right.
you're shaping, but in general, if
in general, I usually schedule about 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that's quicker than I would have expected.
Oh, once you've been doing it, we used to teach this at Emory when Emory had a dental school. So I've been doing it for so long; it's easy to see. Mm-hmm. It's like going into a place where they cut your hair all day long. They just know what they're looking
for. They just know what
rapidly.
To do.
Yeah,
yeah, and then you get quick results with that for the time investment.
Yeah. The best time that you see with contouring is right after orthodontics. Many times when people finish with their braces, their teeth have little chips or fractures, mm-hmm. and doing a little contouring or reshaping of the teeth after orthodontics helps.
Just kind of gets them set out of the gate after the appliances are removed.
Well, it makes them look perfect.
Yeah.
Gives that extra little touch to them.
Okay, very good. All right, well, you also deal with issues, I know medical, you talked a little bit about just with the health. I know there are things that people grind their teeth and they have TMJ. You want to talk a little bit about how
sure.
you help prevent that, treat that, deal with that?
Prevention of TMJ is not something that's easy to do.
I'm
that
sure.
you really need a psychologist
that,
for.
I agree with that.
And you need a lifestyle that doesn't have a lot of stress in it.
Mm-hmm.
And living in Atlanta or wherever we live in these big cities, the stress is incredible, and most of us take it out in grinding our teeth, cracking our knuckles, doing different things. So you really can't stop it. There are some people that feel with hypnosis or biofeedback that they're able to help people to not grind so much or mm-hmm. clench their teeth so much. Most people don't want to go through that. They want a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of easy things that you can do, and the easiest or simplest one is to make a little piece of plastic that fits over the upper or the lower teeth. And you place it in your mouth and you wear it at night so that your teeth can't touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple. I wear one every night. I would venture to say 50% of my patients are wearing them nowadays.
Oh, wow. That's
maybe 30 to 50%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is the material such that you could grind through it over time? Does it need to be replaced periodically?
Great question. It has to be soft enough so that you wear the plastic away rather than
the
natural tooth.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too hard, it'll fracture and break. So it has to have some – it's like bonding material. It has to have some give to it so it has some flexibility. And when I look at most people's appliances, you can see how they're grinding because their teeth are making pathways through the plastic.
Now, for somebody that sleeps in a funny position or they're snorers or they have sleep issues, are they candidates for this? Or
Absolutely.
It seems like they would choke or having an appliance in their mouth isn't normal to most people, I would guess.
Yeah. The older appliances were very large, and they covered all of the upper teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They were sort of – we used to call them hockey pucks.
They're oh, wow. Okay.
Very large. I see it shaking of the heads. Nowadays, we make one that fits right over the two front teeth. It's very, very small. It's the size of a bottle cap.
Wow.
And it's made right in the office at a lesser cost than sending it to a laboratory. And you leave with it the same day. And it's so small, it just prevents all of your back teeth from touching. It takes all of the stress out of the muscles in the back of the mouth. You know, the muscles of mastication from clenching and grinding are right here. And that's why people have sort of the chipmunk face.
Mm-hmm.
So by using this, it forces your jaw a little forward. It helps a little bit with snoring. It does allow you to breathe much easier at night as well.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about something I saw of interest when I learned about you, and that is in the area of cosmetic dentistry with children. So I know that in your practice you do aesthetics with children, and I think on the consumer side and especially on the parent side, if our children have issues with our teeth, sometimes we may think they're going to fall out. I'll wait till they fall out. I know you think a little bit differently. You want to speak to that a little bit?
Sure. You know, most kids, it's the easiest thing nowadays for kids to be bullied. Anything that's wrong with them. I was driving this morning.
It's in the news, absolutely.
I don't know if you heard about this morning driving in. They said about they were worried this mom let her little boy go to school, first day of school with pink shoes. A little boy going to school with pink shoes, and the news was saying, well, he's probably going to be bullied. Mm-hmm. Anytime we look different, especially at a younger age, people make fun of us. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that it's hurting their feelings. But I was very small as a kid, and I knew what it was like to be made fun of. So anytime there's something wrong with a child's teeth, I always try and talk to the parents about it and find out if it's bothering the child, number one, in a not saying, mm-hmm. do you not like your smile? Or right. I say, is there anything, if you had a magic wand, how would you change
that's
your smile?
That's a good way to put it.
And for a kid, that's a great way of putting it, mm-hmm. because it doesn't say, you have ugly teeth, young boy. Mm-hmm. What would you do to fix it? So we'd sometimes make a little veneer, or we do bonding, or we make a removable appliance if they're missing a front tooth, whatever it is to make that kid feel confident about their smile.
Mm-hmm. Any particular contraindications or age ranges, or what is common that you see as far as ages? And
well, I had a patient in the other day was worried her three-year-old was missing a front tooth. And I was like, you know, I don't think that that's a real problem, because at 6 years old, all of us end up losing our front teeth. So I always, my goal is really to try and do the least amount of dentistry for any of my patients. Mm-hmm. I use the comment, the least amount of dentistry is always the best amount of dentistry. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have to do something, don't do it. If you have to make an appliance for a child that comes in and out of the mouth, they're going to lose it. Mm-hmm. So you've got to let the patients know that in advance. Mm-hmm. So we try and do something that's fixed if at all possible. So for children, usually it's a dark tooth, and I can cover it with something that's very simple that stays in the mouth, and they don't have to worry about it. Just the simplest method to make those teeth look good is always
mm-hmm.
the best.
Mm-hmm. And then they feel better about themselves. And
oh, yes.
Yes, yes. So yeah. I thought I was surprised by that. I thought that was excellent. So fun, food for thought. Yeah,
thank
for sure.
You.
So another thing I was interested in was your ability to design smiles. And so it's that time of year we talked about at the beginning of the show, where it's the holidays, people want to be looking good. And I think in January, too, people, there's a big start over, things I've put off. I want to start the new year out right. I know in your practice, you mentioned that you actually have quite a few resources to handle most of the things in your office. Like you have
yes.
the lab right there. You have
correct.
So I know there's a lot. How do you assess for that? So when someone comes to you and says, boy, I really want you to work on my smile, what are some of the considerations, or how do you go about that?
We just saw a gentleman this morning with big gaps between his teeth and other types of things like that. Designing a smile is not something that everybody can do. It's a team effort. We have technicians that come in that are artists. They're really artists, and they actually could do painting or sculpting, but they've chosen to make teeth. So the machines that we were talking about earlier may in the future be able to make these teeth for us, but right now we really depend on another human being to help us. So it's a team effort with a technician. And there are devices that we use to measure how the teeth should look and how large the teeth should look and at what angle they should look. All of those things help to design a smile. And then you have to have some artistic ability. Mm-hmm. Even though a technician may make you a set of teeth, the dentist or the technician must see it in the mouth and then alter it, whether we do some cosmetic contouring of it in the mouth or change the color. You can go too bright. You can go too dark. So it's just like getting dressed in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, some people just have a knack for picking out the right clothes that make them look the best. And you just don't want white chiclets. So mm-hmm. there is a knack for, there's just something there. You've got to have that in that artistic ability within you.
Well, and I think one big change that I've seen in smile design, I guess, is just that the result, the end result, is much more natural, like you never
yes.
had work done. I think 10 years ago or even 15 years ago, you could take a look at somebody and see the before and after, and it was so dramatic, but it didn't look natural.
Exactly.
So I think the natural looking outcome is probably a good positive change.
Well, I think a lot of that is the ceramics that the mm-hmm. companies are making. The dental companies have gone so far in producing ceramics that the technicians in our office can use to make the teeth. So the ceramics are much more translucent, so they look like natural teeth. Most people are now having pictures of natural teeth and copying those and designing teeth to look like natural teeth. Although they're much whiter mm-hmm. than we used to make them, mm-hmm. but we try and make them naturally white.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that you have patients from all over the United States coming here to get their smiles designed by you.
We've been very fortunate in life.
That's very good. Good for you.
Yeah. My dad has done that for years, and fortunate I've been able to follow in his footsteps. I worked with him for 11 years, and he taught me everything that he possibly knew, and it helped.
Yeah. Another thing that I've been reading about a trend in cosmetic dentistry is the idea of getting a lot of work compressed into like a comprehensive – we talked about the morning mm-hmm. makeover, but I know that can be quite a bit of a time commitment over many visits to accomplish the end result of a great smile. And so I think – can you speak just a little bit about what you're able to do in a compressed period in terms of more extensive work?
Sure. You know, a lot of it depends on planning. And when you've got a great team and planning for what you're doing really, really helps. For instance, if you're going to have all new crowns made or veneers made for your teeth, as long as everything is designed in advance, you can come in the morning and by lunchtime leave with a set of temporary teeth. So the doctor should be able to prepare those teeth, make a mold, or take a video of the teeth for their mold and then have some temporaries made for you. And we've gotten so much quicker. I remember when I first started, it took a day or two to do mm-hmm. just the upper teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do it in a half a day. Mm. And they're usually finished by lunchtime, and they're out having lunch. So
wow.
it's much quicker. The most interesting thing, I think, what you're talking about is if you're missing teeth or you mm-hmm. have a very unattractive smile, and they call it teeth in a day. Teeth in a day was developed by one of the companies called Nobel. They make implants. And out of Switzerland, they came up with the idea of taking any of your bad teeth out, placing implants in the exact same day, and then placing teeth on top of that the exact same day. So you come in with an unattractive smile in the morning, and you leave with a beautiful smile in the afternoon.
It's just amazing.
It is amazing.
Amazing.
And that takes a lot of planning. It uses a CAT scan x-ray mm-hmm. of your face, and then what we do is we have a 3D image of your mouth exactly the way it looks, and we do our entire surgery on the image on the computer, design everything in advance, and then the computer digitizes it for us, makes a hard model, and we know exactly at what angle the little screws are going to go into your bone. And in addition, we already make the teeth in advance, so the teeth are then screwed onto the little screws that are in your mouth. So you walk out with a set of teeth, and you are actually chewing that night for dinner.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely incredible. Yeah. I think you've seen some of the pictures.
I have. The before yeah. and after pictures have been quite dramatic. So you not only went to dental school before, now you've also had to learn how to become a technician with all this new technology and keeping up with. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the use of lasers. You mentioned earlier in the show the use of lasers for whitening.
Yes.
Are you using lasers in any other area of your work?
Well, we don't really use lasers now for lightening. We used to do that, and my wonderful wife was always the person we tried things on. And so we don't use lasers for whitening anymore. We use them really nicely now for removing tissue.
Okay.
It's a very clean way of removing tissue. There's no blood. We also use them now they're starting to use them now for removing tooth structure. If you have minor little filling that needs to be done, they are used for that, not as effective as for removing tissue. So tissue is the main thing that they're used for, and cleaning. The newest thing is to use lasers for doing a deep cleaning when you have disease or gum disease, mm-hmm. and they have a small fiber that goes down between the tooth and the gum, and it gets in and sterilizes that area. And that's something we've never had before.
So instead of that deep, painful, long, deep scaling, you're able
Correct.
To use some of the lasers for...
Oh, yeah. The periodontists are doing amazing work with
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you brought up fillings and using the lasers for fillings. I know that that's another topic itself people removing some of the older fillings that were silver mm-hmm. or discolored. Can you speak a little bit? Is that a trend sure. that you're seeing?
Well, I won't say it's a trend. It's just something that people of my age, unfortunately, in the mm-hmm. 50s,
you're not by yourself
now,
there, buddy.
I know. I know. But many of us did not have tooth-colored fillings placed when we were kids.
Right.
We had silver fillings placed. And dentistry over the years has left – dentists, me included, were taught to leave those in until something broke. What we found since that time is that leaving a silver filling in your mouth for a long period of time, it expands and contracts just like any metal would. That's why they leave spaces on railroad
right.
tracks. We can't leave a space in the mouth, so what happens is the teeth actually crack. And the longer you leave it, the more chance that you have of a whole part of the tooth coming off and needing a crown. So there was a whole series of time where people were told, get your silver fillings out. Not only for that, but they were told it was bad for you because of the mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury is pretty well tied up in the amalgam or in the mixture. So that's not really a problem that science hasn't really proven that part yet. But what we have seen is the benefit of taking those out early before they cause a crack is now that we glue the tooth together with the tooth-colored plastic. So we take the silver out, clean it, glue the tooth back together with this tooth-colored material, and they look better and function better.
And you may actually save your tooth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it may save your tooth, having the preventive work done. Yeah,
yes.
So that's good. Any other things that you one thing I did want to talk to you about is I noticed we've kind of got back to the use of technology and keeping up with the technology is you've actually invented some of your own dental instruments, which is quite unusual.
My father and two other dentists, we had a team a number of years ago that would try to develop dental instruments because there were things that we couldn't find that we needed. So we came up with kits to prepare teeth when we need to prepare them for veneers or prepare them for crowns. And they're still very well accepted and still mm-hmm. sold to dentists. There's also certain instruments for cleaning cements or checking for gum disease that we designed. And they've become very popular. It was interesting that you mentioned it. I sort of forgot about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I use them every day.
Yeah, that's great. So if you don't have it, then make it and keep
exactly.
on going. Yeah, get what you need. So has anything changed in dentistry? I mean, I tend to think of just as a general consumer out there thinking, go visit the dentist twice a year, get your x-rays checked once a year. Are there any new recommendations out there? Should we still keep doing that? Has anything changed?
That's a twofold question. Yes, you should still keep doing that. Twice a year is the basic. Most of us develop plaque and bacteria. It's hard for us to clean it, so we have to go into the hygienist to clean it. We're telling many patients now that they need to be seen 3 or 4 times a year, depending on how bad that is. The other thing that's happening now is that decay is still rampant. So what we're telling patients now is when you finish brushing your teeth with a fluoride toothpaste, expectorate the excess, but do not rinse your mouth.
Mm.
The great thing about that is the little fluoride that's still in your mouth from the toothpaste is protecting those teeth. So we're trying to make less and less fillings to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with kids, we want to do sealants.
Mm-hmm.
Everything now is all about preventive.
Mm-hmm. And the rinses and the products that are available, are they improving?
I think so.
The toothpaste, is that improving?
The toothpaste are amazing. I mean, how many more things can they put in there?
Yes.
They've got fluoride, desensitizers, whitening.
Yes.
The key thing that patients should really know that there's a whitening toothpaste and there's bleaching toothpastes. The whitening toothpastes that are out there are just like the old pearl drops mm-hmm. or things that we used to use to get the stains off of our teeth from mm-hmm. smoking or drinking wine. Those are still out there, and they're called whitening toothpaste. The newer things that I think will be coming onto the market are bleaching toothpaste. And you'll see a number of those probably in the next 2 or 3 years come out.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same? Are they going to come on with certain concentrations for the general public?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got one being developed right now.
Well, there you go. All right. We'll look forward to that. We talked earlier in the show about patients being hesitant to come and get dental work done because of pain. I think another reason why patients are kind of hesitant sometimes is the cost. But I noticed that you actually have cost programs and payment plans and credit programs and things like that as alternatives. Is that pretty common?
It's very common. Mm-hmm. There are a number of credit companies out there that work with dentists. And it's very nice because they offer the patient no interest, many times for 12 months.
Okay.
And the dentist actually pays for that interest for them. So it doesn't cost the patient anything like a typical credit card would. Mm-hmm. But the dentist incur that, and we really encourage it. I mean, it's a nice way to get something done. Whenever you're having a number of veneers or a number of crowns, it's very costly. Mm-hmm. So if you can do it all at one time, the result is that much better for you. Mm-hmm. The technicians can make the teeth all at one time, so they all look like they belong. If you do one tooth here and one tooth 6 months from now and another tooth 6 months, mm-hmm. they don't look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can
that makes
do
sense.
Yeah. So we try and do it all together. And I think dentists are very cognizant with the economy. I've talked to a number of them. And we're all trying to help patients with the cost. And I know we brought our cost down significantly, mm-hmm. Probably about 25% over the past 4 or 5 years by finding ways to work quicker, use less products, find technicians that do a beautiful job that work fairly rapidly, and that they cut their costs. So I think overall it was quite helpful for people.
Yeah, well, I think in these times, in this economy,
yes.
that's really appreciated, and that's one of our best assets is our smile. So I think that's really important. Is there anything that we have not covered in terms of trends going on, services that you provide, things that differentiate you that you want to make sure that we cover?
I think the key thing that you'll find in dental offices, and I know ours, and I push it all the time, is service. I've been a patient just recently, a parent of a patient, and I see how difficult it is going to doctor's office and filling out all the paperwork and sending things into the insurance companies and how there's very little communication. So what we try to do in dentistry, and I know in my office I push it all the time, I took classes with Ritz-Carlton on service to make sure that our team would do this, is to give the very best in service, just like I mentioned earlier, like a great restaurant or a great hotel. You shouldn't be walking around and seeing things out of place. Everything should look nice and neat. We should be taking care of all of those things for you and making your appointments and setting it up and explaining to you what's going on. So you really should... As a patient, I just want to come in and sit down and have somebody do the work for me. I want to put my headphones on, watch TV, and put some nitrous on and not worry about it. You shouldn't have to, as a patient, even think twice. The doctor's office, whether it's a doctor or a dentist, should be making it that simple for you as a patient.
Mm-hmm. So hence we get back to a positive experience.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Greatly appreciated by all of us, for sure. Well, I think that's it for our show today. I want to wrap up and thank you for being our guest. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can find you and reach you?
They can find us on the web at www.goldsteinonline.com, GOLDSTEIN. Or simply give us a call at 404-869-7711. I don't call that number that often.
I know. It's like speed dial. We have everything on speed dial these days. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time and being here with us today.
Thank you. Excellent questions.
Very good. I also want to thank our sponsor, which is HealthGate. HealthGate is an online medical site where you can find great providers like Dr. Goldstein. You can find content if you want to find out about a procedure, and you can find savings offers there. So visit them at www.healthgate.com. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll look forward to chatting with you the next time.